views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, cable radio network across the United States, 35 stations in Australia, and all over the world on Transformation Talk Radio. You don't want to miss today's show. You're going to be glad you joined us here today. And I want to say hello to the better half on my show, Mr. Benny Mathers, because Benny allows you to hear the conversation. Hi, Benny. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing awesome as usual. And yes, I specifically walk up to the top of the building and I hold the dish seamlessly while I'm on the air with you. You'd be amazed on the talent that I bestow within myself.
Yeah, well, I watch you multitask, get the board, you know, push all these buttons and making the magic happen. And I'm always so impressed and grateful for that.
Oh, well, I think it's grateful to the engineers who designed all this equipment. It's just those who get to play around with it.
Yeah. Well, we both have fun at our jobs here. And, you know, I'm excited about today's show because not only are we going to be talking to a legend, but we're also going to be talking about a subject that I think affects everybody. We are talking about space clearing. So, Benny, do you have clutter in your home?
For the most part, I don't think so. It depends on if you're talking spiritual clutter or physical clutter.
Well, we're going to be talking about both, I suspect.
Oh, good, good.
But, you know, I've been talking to all my friends these days, and more of us are getting to the stage where we just want to get rid of the stuff that doesn't serve us. And it's an overwhelming task, and there are emotions involved in it. So it's a matter of trying to figure out, like, how do we navigate this? And our guest today is an expert at this very thing and so many other things. I'm talking about Denise Lynn. She is a best-selling author of, get this, 16 books in, I think, 24 languages. She's an internationally renowned teacher and visionary in the field of self-development. She has researched healing traditions from cultures around the world for more than 40 years. So she works in the energy healing realm, which is, of course, near and dear to my heart. She's a lecturer, an author. She has the bestseller, Sacred Space, the award-winning Feng Shui for the Soul, and her wonderful four-week program book called Soul Coaching. And she gives seminars, you know, regularly on six different continents, so all over the world. She appears extensively on TV and radio. She has her own radio show on Hay House Radio. And she is the founder of the International Institute of Soul Coaching, which offers professional certification programs in life coaching. And I'm so grateful that she's here today, Denise Lynn. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you. What an amazing introduction.
You like that lady too, huh? You really like her too.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. She sounds amazing.
She is off the chain.
And you know, when we follow our passion though, and you start to list the things that we've moved forward with expressing our true nature, you know, it is impressive because we are impressive beings. And clearly, you have been expressing yourself in a variety of ways over the last several decades. When I look at the different kinds of books you have out, and I've followed your career over the years, I mean, we're talking from feng shui to dreams and past lives to cooking with your wonderful daughter, Meadow, to soul coaching and energy healing. What has inspired you over the years to expand your breadth of teaching to all those different realms?
Well, first of all, you were very kind to say over the couple decades. It's been 45 years, so
yeah,
it's more than a few. So that was very kind of you.
You started when you were three, right?
You know what?
You started when you were three.
But, you know, when I have taught a lot of things, and I have followed my passion since basically since I was 17 years old when I had a pretty traumatic death, near-death experience.
Right.
But to me, I'm always teaching the same thing. It will have a different form, but there's an expression that if you hang out with me, I hope we do in the future, you'll hear me say it a lot, and that expression is the soul loves the truth. And to me, and no matter what I am pursuing, no matter where my passions are leading me, no matter what, you know, elder I'm training with, I find that everything is dovetailed into how can we find that truth within us? How can we touch that place that knows who we are and why we're here? And sometimes you can do that through dreams. Dreams are a phenomenal way. I've known around the world. I've actually taught in 27 countries.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I've taught past life regression in all those countries. And
sure.
So sometimes you can find yourself that way, find the truth through past life regression. So sometimes it can be through clearing out the clutter, because clutter is not just stuff. It's every piece has meaning, and as you examine that meaning, again, it takes you on that journey to the center of your soul. So I know it sounds like, boy, she's doing lots of different things, but to me, it's all the same thing.
All right. So, like, paring away to get at our truth and to get to the very nature of our core.
You know, I could have just said those words and not gone on and on.
Oh,
that was beautiful.
Oh, well, you know, I'm so fascinated by this process of clutter clearing. Mm-hmm. I have recently left a marriage and left a home that I've lived in for 22 years. And, you know, I've begun the process, and I'm creating a new space, and I've lived here for a while, but I'm still moving things over and still sorting things even within my new space. And it is rather overwhelming.
Yeah.
Why is it that when we get to dealing with the clutter, whether it's a garage, a drawer in the kitchen, or the clothes in our closet, that it can feel like too much to move forward?
Well, from my perspective, it is not, doing clutter clearing is not unlike a ceremony, and the ceremonies of old, which our culture now is bereft of in many ways.
Mm-hmm,
and it is what the object means. And maybe it means, you know, if for someone who's gone through a divorce, maybe it means a failure, or maybe it means lost love, or maybe it means, it can mean so many different things. And so it's not just a matter of, oh, that goes, that stays, I need that, I don't need that. It's examining and allowing those emotions to come up. And even if we think they're not, every object, usually for most people, is invested with meaning. And so it's kind of like, I don't know, going through your life, going especially after a marriage. And I do hope you got a new bed, or at least mattress.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I did. Yeah. And in fact, I've gotten lots of new things, and you know, there's still a few precious things I want to move over from my old house, and some of them I've already moved over. But it's, you know, it's really about setting the tone for new energy, and you know, I am hoping that he does the same, because with old energy stuck to us, it's just hard to move forward, and it's really hard to assess who we really are at the core.
And it's hard to make space for new experiences, new people, if someone's energy field is kind of clogged with, you know, the past, and that happens so often. And just on a personal aside, you have my deepest sympathy, because even if all parties know it's the best, even if it's amicable, how do you say that word? But to me, going through divorce can feel harder than someone's spouse actually dying, because although death is so horrific and so hard to deal with, it's done. And usually with divorce, it's not. It can be like a wound that continues to fester. And so I just have so much sympathy for anyone going through that. And I know you're on your path, and you know it's the best, but still, it's hard.
It is hard. And yet it is probably, so far, it's been even more illuminating for me about myself than when I faced cancer years ago and healed myself.
Yeah.
So it's been so informative for me, like a deep kind of awareness that wasn't possible before.
Right.
It's allowing me to not only assess, but to release, which is, you know, is really, it's like getting towards that core again, you know. It's appealing in that sense. But yes, indeed, it has its difficult moments for sure.
You know, and I don't think we sign up to be with someone forever. I think we sign up to be together as long as we're growing. Mm-hmm. And if someone's not growing, to me, that's a sign that, you know, maybe this relationship needs to go in two different directions.
Right.
So it
right.
sounds like you were just listening to your soul and just
yeah.
saying, you know what, it's time. And now you got clutter to kind of figure out, what am I going to do with this stuff? What do I keep? What do I let go of?
Oh, yeah. And oh, goody, to the clutter, yes. And we're going to talk more about space clearing and clutter clearing, but we have to go to a quick break. More with the wonderful Denise Lynn when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Denise Lynn, who is a soul coach, a healer, a space clearing expert, and author of 16 best-selling books.
Well, 18, Denise, but, you know, who's counting?
Number 18 now?
What? It's 18. I know.
Oh my goodness! You need to change that on your website.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll have to update. 18. I'm so bad for interrupting you. Oh my God.
That is so fabulous. Clearly, you've got a lot of gifts to share, and you know, I've been reading about how it's not just people like me individually and people I've talked to, you know, personally who have grown from this. It sounds like you've touched hundreds of thousands around the world with things like your soul coaching program and your other books as well. So you have reached many with those 18 books.
Thank you.
So, you know, we were talking about clutter clearing and the emotional ties we have to our things.
Yeah.
What's the best way to go about clearing a space?
You know, clutter clearing is something I'm passionate about, and for me it's an aspect of space clearing, which is working with the energy of the space.
Mm-hmm.
But before, and by doing those two things together, it can make a phenomenal difference in life. I mean, it can change someone's health, someone's abundance, someone's relationships,
mm-hmm.
someone's sense of self-esteem. So
right.
If you're starting with clutter, it can get overwhelming. So I think it's best to start with one small area.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't decide which area to start with the bedroom. The bedroom is the most intimate of all of our spaces. Some people say, yeah, but I'm just there for sleeping.
Right.
And that's why we start with that, because it's the room that represents those inward spaces, that represents our subconscious, the place where, you know, our beliefs, decisions kind of emanate from that dictate our life. And
mm-hmm.
then someone might say, but my closet, my bedroom is so cluttered. Start with one corner, one drawer, and give yourself a certain amount of time. And someone says, I don't have much time. If you have 10 minutes, you allocate 5 minutes for clutter clearing, 5 minutes for cleaning it up. If you have 20 minutes, divide it in half. Because then if you get a sense of accomplishment, sometimes people will start clutter clearing, and they just start throwing things out of the drawers, and all of a sudden there's a big mess, and it looks worse. So you have
done that, absolutely.
Or then they start to put something away because they get in this clutter-clearing mode, and like, oh, my gosh, and when they go into the other room, oh, this needs help. And then they pull something out there, and they end up in another room, and pretty soon they have piles all over the house, and it looks so much worse.
Right.
And so if you just start small, start with bedroom first, bedroom closet second,
mm-hmm.
And if you have a bathroom off of your bedroom, that's third. So those are unless your intuition says, no, I want to start in the living room, then do that. But start in the most intimate spaces and then start small and then celebrate yourself like crazy, even if it's just a drawer. Like, you know, high-five yourself. Do something really special for yourself to celebrate it. And that will also be kind of a subconscious message to keep going.
Yeah. Well, I remember a couple of years ago when I was starting to sort through my bureau, and I was finding it overwhelming because I hadn't sorted through it in a long time. And finally, I just decided I'm going to tackle the sock drawer. And I covered a whole bunch of old socks, and I lined them up, sort of color coding and by types of socks. And I have to tell you, I probably opened that drawer 25, 30 times just for the fun of it, not even to get socks, just because it felt so good.
It felt so good. Look at my socks.
Yeah, I know.
If you're like me, I'll bring all my friends in. Do you want to see something really cool? But it does. It gives you a sense of a sense of deep inner control. It gives people a sense of being in charge of their own life. There's a whole lot of metaphors that seem to work for people that when they're clutter clearing, that seem to kind of be activated. I guess is a better way of saying it.
Right. So that inner control, I mean, one of the things I think that we come to recognize, you know, the more we experience life is we don't have a whole lot of control.
Right.
So tell me more about that sense of inner control. What does that mean as we are evolving? What is inner control?
Well, it's that sense of that we have a choice in our destiny. We have a choice in the direction we're going in life. And maybe we can't always choose the particular events in our life, but we can definitely choose the meaning we give those events. And as someone starts to organize their space, as they have someone come in and do space clearing in their space, it activates that place that says, I have a choice, and I can choose my life. I can choose my destiny. I can choose the direction I'm going. I can choose the meaning I'm giving to these events in my life.
Oh, I like that. Choose the meaning. Oh, beautiful. Okay, so it's not about controlling the events or controlling the people around us, or being even being a control freak within the environment. It's about coming down to that, the type of control that really matters in terms of our soul's calling.
You know, many years ago I was at a seminar, and there were two men there who had been soldiers in Vietnam, and both of them had lost a really good friend who was right next to them. Both of them had seen their friend die. One was blown up and one was shot. But what was interesting is it was a very similar event, but these two men had given very different meanings to this event. The first man, who was really close to his friend, made the subconscious decision, I'm never going to get close to anyone again because I might lose them. And if I lose them, I'll have to go through pain. So from that point forward, he didn't have, you know, very close relationships. The second man made the subconscious decision, you never know how long a friend's going to be around, so you have to love as deeply and fully as you can when you can. And from that point forward, he had deep, meaningful relationships. So it wasn't the event. It was the meaning that each of the men gave that event. And the thing about meanings is you can change them. And when you begin to change and reorganize the things in your home, it puts you in a better place to be able to choose the meanings of those events of your life, and eventually to choose the events of your life.
Right. So do you feel that when we're clearing clutter, when we're touching these objects, we're looking at them, thinking about the meaning they've had in our lives, do you feel like there's a natural reevaluation of our story?
It's interesting you say that when about touching things, that they've done research and found that the longer someone touches something, the more attached they come to it. They become limited, which is one reason why if you go into a store and they'll hand you something that they find that, and people, they did some research at a university and they gave college students a certain amount of different varying amounts of time to hold a cup. And then they had auctions and they found that the students that had held the cup for the longest would bid the highest. The cup. This makes sense. But
there fascinating.
So when you are clutter clearing, it's important to not hold that stuff too long, because the longer you hold it, the more attached you get to it. But it also interesting little aside. And if you put it in the box to look at later, I suggest that people, the stuff they just can't bear to get rid of, but they are not sure if it's clutter or not. Incidentally, here's what to use. If you love it or use it, it's not clutter. But if there's something going, I don't know if I love it, I don't know if I use it, I might use it, put it in the box, label it, and then in 1 year's time, if you haven't needed anything, don't open the box. Take it straight to the Goodwill or wherever you're taking it to.
Sure.
But with each thing that you look at, it activates those memories, and it activates the decisions that you made at the time, and it is very associated with our identity. You know, the man that runs into the burning house to save his jewels, in that moment, that's his identity. It's more his possessions are more his identity than his body.
Right. Yeah, and having to face who you are if you lose such things like those jewels, then, that will have to bring up so many other things.
Here's a really good exercise is imagine, and God forbid this would happen to anybody, but imagine your house is burning down or a flood's coming and you can only take three things.
Uh-huh.
It's a very powerful moment to realize what those three things are, because they're very telling about who you are and what your identity is. Another exercise to do is if your house was, you know, to be destroyed, knock on wood, that's wood, that never happens to anyone listening to this, what would you replace? And that's another way of telling, do I love it? Do I use it? Is it something I need in my life? And there's so, for people who have clutter, there's a lot of research now about clutter, which is interesting, but it can make people feel like a failure. They actually found that people make less money. The more clutter that someone has, they found a correlation with prosperity. People who are wealthy tend to not have a whole lot of clutter. Isn't that interesting?
That's fascinating.
If you're struggling and you think, but I need this stuff because I don't have much, just remember, the wealthy usually don't have a lot of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
And if even at in the office, you look at the people who have all the clutter around their desk and the people who don't, the higher up the chain they get, the less clutter they have. And people think, oh, that's because they don't have so much to do. It actually could be because it's a mindset. And the less clutter you have, the more focused you can be, the more you can accomplish in your life. There's a whole lot more. I just am carried away.
That's fascinating. We're going to have to go to another quick break. But before we do, Denise, I want you to share with our listeners how they can connect with you online.
Well, I love Facebook. I am on Facebook. I also have a website, deniselynn.com, and I have a great professional certification course coming up called Elemental Space Clearing to train people to be professionals, and also helping people to clear out their inner and outer clutter, and that's on my website, deniselynn.com. So thank you for letting me share that. Those are all the ways to get a hold of me.
You bet, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Elemental Space Clearing series of classes that you've got online in the second half hour. But I just want to make sure that people who might have to be, you know, tuning out for a little while will know how to connect with you. So more with Denise Lynn when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of Soul Coaching and, I guess, 17 other books. We're talking about space clearing, and I'm talking about Denise Lynn, who has been sharing her wisdom with the world for decades. And, you know, Denise, before the break, we were talking about the process of clearing.
Yeah.
And you were talking about your program called Elemental Space Clearing. I think it's being offered through Hay House, correct?
It is, and it's the I've started training in space clearing 45 years ago. My first teacher was a shamanic Hawaiian kahuna. And then I went and I trained with the Zulu in Africa, the Aborigines Australia. I was honorarily adopted into a Maori tribe, learned space clearing from there. I'm enrolled in the Cherokee tribe, my mother's Native American. So then I also trained in Native cultures. So I have a lifetime. In fact, I'm the person who coined the word space clearing because there wasn't a word for it when I was training, and now it's kind of common usage. But I have put together a program that has, at this point, there's 34, and there might even be more, 34 how-to videos. There are live, there's live lessons. There's tremendous support on a Facebook site with mentors who are professional space clearers. And I am really, really excited to be able to share the wisdom that I have gained over a lifetime with others so that they can take this art form of space clearing, of helping and supporting people for doing that inner and outer clearing, which true space clearing is. It's not just about moving your stuff and getting the energy to flow, because if you don't deal with the deeper issues, it'll just get stagnant again. So I'm just carrying on. But I'm real excited, and it's coming up this October.
It sounds wonderful, and we're going to make a point of putting it on our website as well, right next to the archive on the radio show page. So if you know you can navigate your way to it in a couple of different ways. Now, you were talking about how space clearing goes beyond moving objects around in your house. So can you share a little bit about feng shui and how, like, the aspects of feng shui that you utilize, and then how this goes beyond feng shui?
In terms of space clearing?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to take a step back. Until a number of years ago, most people thought space clearing was superstition. But the largest realtor in Manhattan is it's a real estate company called the Corcoran Group. Mm-hmm. And they had these really high-end buildings in New York and Manhattan that were not selling. And so the head of this firm said, well, let's hire a space clearer in. And they're like, yeah, right, that's just superstition. But then the amazing thing began to happen. People would go into those buildings. They didn't know that they'd been cleared, but they would go into those buildings, and then they started to sell. So this was actually written up in the New York Times. And after that, people who kind of, they'd say, oh, yeah, my grandmother did that, but really it's just superstition. They started to take notice. And it is growing. And I just last week was talking to a woman who was hired by one of the biggest worldwide hotel corporations have flown all over the world to do feng shui and clearing in these hotels. But she said it's only after years of working for them, it's only now that they're telling people this is what they've done. So it's something that is growing, this idea that and especially when people see it in terms of profit. I have one of my practitioners, she was hired to go into a business twice a month and do clearing after hours. The owner said, I'm not going to tell anyone because they'll think I'm weird. Right. But he began to notice that the morale went up and profit went up. And so after a year, the morale was great, the profit was great. He goes, you know what, I don't need you anymore. So she quit going. And then after a couple of months, he goes, actually, I need to hire you back again. Because people they didn't know she was there consciously, but they could feel the difference. And that's what space clearing does. It's a feeling. And I love, my parents were both scientists, and I love it when you know, metaphysics and physics begin to merge. And so much of what seemed to be superstition is actually moving to the realm of science so they can prove it, or the realms of you know, in business. Either your finances go up or they don't.
I'm not sure I answered your question. You had a great question, and I just got carried away.
No. And that's fabulous because it gives us a better perspective on what space clearing is. And yes, as a former research statistician who loves the data and the science turned energy healer, I know that the energetics of our reality, that the subtle energy is very real. And from some perspective, must be very scientific. We just haven't learned how to, assess it yet. And I love these the evidence of, the money moves where the energy is flowing or where the space is clear. That money talks.
And don't you just love the research of Dr. Emoto in Japan?
Absolutely.
And for anyone who's listening who hasn't heard of them, this is a scientist in Japan who knew that that energy impacted water. But he wanted to show it scientifically. So he had the exact same water. Some water, his students would put love into. They just, I love you. And others would say, I hate you. Just simple direction of energy. Then he would take that water, freeze it, photograph the water. So the exact same water, but different energy. So nothing physical is done to the water. And the energized water, the loved water, has beautiful crystals. The other water, not so beautiful crystals. And I love that kind of research because it gives credence to this fact that you can actually impact a space. And everything in the space will feel different and better. Oh, incidentally, do you know that when you space clear a room, it will feel bigger? So if someone has a whole bunch of people coming into a small space, and you're like, they're going to feel really crowded. All you need to do is you clear the space and they'll walk in and it will feel so much more spacious.
Interesting. So it doesn't have the energetic clutter and therefore it's more spacious.
Right.
Fascinating. So how do you go about clearing a space?
Well, the first thing to do is to, there's a few first things, but is to assess the energy. And you can simply just stand at the door. This is just very simplification because I always think it's best to, in the morning, prepare yourself, bathe yourself, cleanse, kind of see the results before they happen. So there's a lot of pre-preparation to do. But but this is something you can do in your own home as well, is stand facing a room and just get a sense of the energy. And this could be almost like downloading. You're downloading the information into yourself. And then you circle the room. And, some people, always go clockwise or always go counterclockwise. Go the way that feels the best. And you can use traditionally bells, gongs, drums, incense, fire. There's lots of different things that are used. You can use prayers. You can use mudras. In the elemental space clearing, I'm training people in mudras that were gifted to me by spirit that people can use. Mudras is a way to hold your body to allow energy to channel through you. The method that you use is less important than your intent. You can even just clap your hands, or you can breathe a room. When I was with shamans, the Laplander shamans, when I was in Finland, they talked about breathing a room. Just you blow breath. You use your breath, sacred, holy breath. And as you circle, you pay particular attention to the corners. In Native cultures that I spent time in, they say evil dwells in the corners. It's not evil. It's stagnant energy.
Energy in corners.
Because energy actually flows like water. And if water were to flow in the room, the debris, let's say it's a little creek, it's got leaves and sticks in it, the debris gathers in the corners. So the corners of a space tend to be places where the energy is not flowing. So I think what they were calling evil is just stagnant. And in some Native cultures, they like rounded spaces because there's none of those evil corners. So you want to pay particular attention to the corners because you want to get all the energy moving. You don't need to do the center because if you imagine a great big pot and you've got water and you start to stir just around the edges, the center starts to move on its own. So when you do all around the edges, the center takes care of itself. When you get back to where you start, and I always like to ask for spiritual help, guides, guardians, ancestors, anyone who's willing to show up. That's always a good plan, too.
Right,
and then when
you're
complete, I suggest people make a figure eight to kind of seal the room. And you can also say a prayer, hold your hands into the room, just allow blessings to flow through you. Sometimes you might want to just have a little votive candle and leave a votive candle in the room just as a way of honoring that space and just put it in a place that, where fire. The cats aren't going to get at it, and
sure.
nothing's going to catch on fire. And just let it burn out. So there's, you can also use salt. There's a lot of things you can do. But the most important thing is your intention and beforehand seeing the results you desire. Hold that thought.
Yeah. And one of the things I just love about what you've just said is you were kind of a naysayer about the evil spirits. And we're going to have to go to another quick break. But when we return, I'm going to want your perspective on fear and the role that fear can play within the contents of our spaces and within our lives. We're going to have more with Denise Lynn when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
The cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The new mainstream in radio.
Willing and waiting, but it's all up to you.
Oh. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having way too much fun with Denise Lynn here. She's a wonderful guest. She's an author of 18 books and a leading teacher across the planet. And we're talking about space clearing. Now, Denise, you know, you're talking about going through some rituals. And one of the things you said during the talking about it is how the Native Americans would talk about the evil spirits in the corners. And you said it's not evil, it's stagnant energy. when I think about evil spirits and some of the things I've learned with my religious upbringing about evil, what's your perspective on evil and what's your perspective on fear?
Well, the very first teacher I had taught me about ghost clearing. And when you get into the realm of space clearing, people often think immediately of ghosts. And there's so many different kinds of energy when you go into a home. There's something called predecessor energy. It's the energy of the people who lived there before. And you can, I used to do case studies to track the history of a home, and I'd find over and over again, even if they didn't know the fortunes of the people before them, there would be a recreation of those fortunes. So there was a sense of predecessor energy. There's residual energy. If there, you know, maybe you've walked into a room after an argument that feels thick. You don't even hear argument, but you can feel the residual energy. There are energy echoes. There are so many different kinds of energy. And when people sense them and feel them, sometimes what comes up is fear. One of the kinds of energy, of course, is a ghost, and ghosts are real. Mm-hmm. Ghost is someone who died and doesn't know they're dead. Uh-huh. And what people say, you know, oh, it's evil energy and it hurt me. Or usually that occurs not from the ghost hurting you. They don't have a body. You've got a body. Usually it occurs from someone's fear. They get really scared, they trip, and they say the ghost pushed them.
Right.
And the thing that happens is fear is polarizing. So when you become afraid, you tend to draw fearful experiences to you. If you have a ghost, and it's not uncommon, you know, especially in areas where there's older homes or, you know, someone has had a tragic ending and they weren't quite ready to go, the best thing to do is hire someone who's you know, can work with that kind of thing. But you can also, sometimes it's simply a matter of sitting down with that ghost and saying, I am really, really sorry to break this to you, but you're dead. And in the most loving of ways. And they can hear that. And if you say it with enough love and enough certainty, you can say, you know, there's those on the other side waiting for you. Go to the light. Sometimes that's enough. Sometimes you need to get someone in there who does it professionally. But the fear is what creates the evil spirit. It is not necessarily most. I've actually never met an evil ghost. I've met some really unhappy ghosts, and I started out doing ghost clearing. I mean, that was one of the first things I was trained in. And sometimes it'd be dramatic. You clear the ghost of the doors that start slamming and windows are opening just like you see in the movies. That happens. You know?
Wow.
One time I cleared a ghost and my car, when I went out, my car was, it was down the block, turned around in someone else's lawn. So either a whole bunch of people came and picked up my car they'd have to be really strong and you know, but it was energy. It's like, okay, I'm going, but I'm going to move your car a little bit. All right.
They had a little to say about it.
So that stuff does happen. But what I do know is there's nothing to be afraid of. And the less fear you have, the easier it is to move those energies and shift those energies out of your space.
So one of the things you're talking about through this, the not being in a fear, it's almost like you're coming from a place of allowing what is.
It's allowing what is, and it's also loving, because if someone is a ghost, you know, and some people really, they like their ghost. Sometimes they don't want to get rid of their ghost because it gives their life a little extra interest or they've got a companion. But
you can have a pet or you can have a ghost, you know.
Yes. I mean, I've met people, they don't really want to get rid of their ghost. They kind of like it, the companionship. But even in those situations, I always think it's better just to, you know, without a body, it's better to go to spirit. There are those waiting, and they'll just say, oh, my God, we're so glad you're here. And sometimes it's just a matter of opening that door, showing that being who's lost their body that there's another way. Mm-hmm. It's a very loving thing to do.
That's beautiful. So in space clearing, I know that you incorporate information about the four elements.
Right.
Can you share with our listeners what the elements are and how they relate to clearing?
In most native and ancient cultures, the beautiful natural world was divided into four elements: air, water, fire, and earth. You'll find this in ancient India, for example, in the Celtic tradition, the Native American tradition, and the medicine wheel. Even Aristotle and Plato and Pythagoras talked about air, water, fire, and earth, these four elements. And at the center, no matter where in the world you were hearing about these four elements, the center was always the place of the creator. Now, when you're in nature, the elements are not necessarily separate. You know, in the air, there are the clouds that are filled with moisture. You know, in the water, there's the air. But to define these into different realms allows us to connect with them more fully. The first space clearers were shamans. Shamans understood the natural flows of energy in the world. In my elemental space clearing course, I train individuals in how to align with the energies, the sacred energies of the spirit of the air, spirit of the water, and fire, and earth, and how to, in no small way, channel those energies into a space in a similar way to the shamans of old, to be able to merge so deeply with the flows of the earth, the flows of nature, that that energy can flow through you into a space. And also in space clearing, we understand the power of fire, for example, and I train people in fire ceremonies. And this is very traditional in every culture, clearing out old energy with fire. I train people in water ceremonies, how to create holy water, sacred water, in traditional ways, and how to use that water. You know, you either sprinkle it or mist it or put it in a bowl, how to make flower essences, float flowers in the water to bring in different kinds of energy. And with each of the elements, with air, we work with sound, with feathers. I love doing feather clearing. And simply calling upon the spirit of the bird kingdom to allow, in a Native American way, the birds being the messenger to the creator, to bring that creator spirit through that feather, to clear it and cleanse it and bless it. So each of the elements, earth, I love to use stones and create medicine wheels with the stones. Every stone has an energy. To work with salt, for example, salt has been the thing used most around the world. It is the most commonly used thing around the world for space clearing. So understanding the elements, understanding how to activate, if you're working with fire, activate the spirit of fire. It's not just a flame, but when you activate that spirit of fire within you, it activates the spirit of fire within that candle or flame or incense or smudge stick.
It makes sense to me, and I love the work that you do and all that you share with the world. Again, can you share with our listeners about the program coming up?
It's called Elemental Space Clearing. It's available. It's an online program with lots of good information, and it's available through hayhouse.com. And there's also a link on my website, deniselinn.com.
Yeah, deniselinn is LINN.com. And there will be a link on our website as well, stellarreflections.com. If you go to Christine's radio show page, when the archive comes up, there'll also be a link from our page as well. You know, Denise, this hour has really flown by, and I want to thank you so much for the wonderful conversation and for your willingness to come on the air. I know you're a very busy woman.
I am so deeply and profoundly honored to be on your show. The Lynn family loves your show, and we are so glad you're in our lives, and you have our blessings for the years ahead, bringing such wisdom to so many people.
Oh, thank you. And yes, I love Meadow. Send my love to her, your daughter Meadow, and thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Go well.
And I wanted to share with listeners that I have a teleseminar that's coming up. It's a free teleseminar on Wednesday evening. It's 5 p.m. Pacific time. I am going to be talking about vibrational structures. I know that you guys have heard me talk about the 111 activation, the 222 activation, but I am going to share with you what vibrational structures are and look at the nature of our vibrational patterns, because what I'm always saying to people is if you want to change the patterns in your life, then first change the patterns in your vibrational field. So I'll be sharing that with listeners on the teleseminar. Again, it's September 24th. If you go to my events page, you'll find it. And again, I want to thank you for joining us here today. It's always a pleasure to connect with my listeners, and I hope you have a fabulous week. Blessings, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling at smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.